USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
No regrets. However, President Biden did clarify that his remarks from Saturday that his Russian counterpart cannot remain in power was his personal opinion and not an official policy calling for a regime change in Russia.
I was expressing the moral outrage that I feel, and I make no apologies for it.
Biden made the remarks during his address in Poland as he was rallying support for Ukraine. Meantime, Ukrainian forces have claimed to have retaken a suburb of Kyiv and an eastern town from Russian forces. It comes ahead of talks to be held in Istanbul. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country is prepared to declare its neutrality and is open to compromise on the fate of the Donbas region. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, though the price of crude oil fell sharply. The Dow was up 95 points. The NASDAQ was up 186 points. The S&P 500 gained 32. This is USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free, 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
At least three people were killed and more than a dozen were hurt as several vehicles crashed into each other during a snow squall in Pennsylvania. It happened on Interstate 81 in northeastern PA. Emergency officials believe the squall clouded visibility and likely contributed to the crash. At least 40 vehicles were involved, including multiple tractor trailers. China has begun its most extensive COVID-19 lockdown in 2 years. Officials there will conduct mass testing and address a growing outbreak in Shanghai as part of its zero COVID strategy. The citywide lockdown is expected to be conducted in two phases. The financial district will be locked down through Friday, while a vast part of its downtown area will start a 5-day lockdown on Friday. Actor Will Smith has apologized to comedian Chris Rock for slapping him Sunday during the 94th Annual Academy Awards. This year's Oscar winner for Best Actor said he was out of line and that his actions are, quote, not indicative of the man I want to be. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
A Florida state bill that critics have called the Don't Say Gay bill is now law.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education bill. The new law prevents subjects such as sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. At a press conference, Governor DeSantis says it also allows parents to be more informed about sensitive subjects being taught in their children's classrooms.
Teachers will be protected against someone from on high, whether in a bureaucracy or in a school board, telling them that they need to do gender bread man or telling them that they need to talk about things like transgender to a first or second grader.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Bird.
Some Americans will be eligible to receive another COVID vaccine booster shot.
Anyone 50 years or older could soon be eligible for a second booster dose of the Moderna or Pfizer BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to authorize the additional booster shots without holding a meeting of its independent vaccine advisors. The latest variant, BA2, is claimed to be even more contagious than the Omicron variant, and concern is mounting it could fuel another surge in the United States. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
You can listen to us anytime online at usaradio.com. Be sure to follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.